ジャパニーズポッド101でおじゃる。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
ナオミです。
Peter here. Beginner Series Season 4 Lesson 43, Your Japanese Abilities.
Welcome to JapanesePod101.com, the fastest, easiest, and most fun way to learn Japanese.
In this lesson, you'll learn how to express your ability, such as, I can run.
走れます。
I can swim.
泳げます。
This conversation takes place at
会社
an office. The conversation is between
エリカさんとミツルさん。
エリカ and ミツル。エリカ is using informal Japanese. ミツル is using
formal Japanese.
Now, Naomi-sensei, before we listen to this conversation,
we want to ask,
do you read the lesson notes while you listen?
We received an email about the study tip.
So, Naomi-sensei, we were wondering if you've tried it. And if so,
what do you think of it?
You can leave us feedback in the comments section of this lesson.
Let's listen to the conversation.
では聞いてください。
あ、エリカさん、木曜の夜会えますよね。一緒に食事することができますよね。
木曜の夜？ああ、忘れていた。うん、多分大丈夫。会えると思う。
六本木のマジックバーを予約することができました。
へえ、あそこ取れたの？すごい。
今週の木曜日は僕の誕生日ですからね。
へえ、知らなかった。おめでとう。
飲み放題なので、お酒がたくさん飲めますよ。マジックも楽しめると思います。僕、車で迎えに来ますね。
もう一度お願いします。今度はゆっくりお願いします。
あ、エリカさん、木曜の夜、会えますよね。一緒に食事することができますよね。
木曜の夜。ああ、忘れていた。うん。多分、大丈夫。会える、と、思う。
六本木のマジックバーを予約することができました。
へえ、あそこ、取れたの？すごい。
今週の木曜日は、僕の誕生日ですからね。
へえ、知らなかった。おめでとう。
飲み放題なので、お酒がたくさん飲めますよ。マジックも楽しめると思います。僕、車で迎えに来ますね。
今度は英語が入ります。
あ、エリカさん、木曜の夜会えますよね。
Oh, Erica, can you still meet me on Thursday night?
一緒に食事することができますよね。
We can eat together, right?
木曜の夜？ああ、忘れていた。
Thursday night? Oh, I had forgotten.
うん、多分大丈夫。会える、と思う。
Yeah, it should be fine. I can meet you, I think.
六本木のマジックバーを予約することができました。
I got a reservation at that magic bar in 六本木。
へえ、あそこ取れたの？すごい。
Wow, you got it? Amazing.
今週の木曜日は僕の誕生日ですからね。
Well, this Thursday is my birthday after all.
へえ、知らなかった。おめでとう。
Oh, really? I didn't know. Happy birthday.
飲み放題なので、お酒がたくさん飲めますよ。
And it's all you can drink, so you can have all the alcohol you want.
マジックも楽しめると思います。
We should be able to see some magic too.
僕、車で迎えに来ますね。
I'll pick you up in my car.
Peter さん、飲み放題は好きですか？ Peter, do you like all you can drink?
そうですね。あんまり好きではありません。I don't really like them. The quality of what they give you is very, very low.
そうですね。
Recently, I like very high quality things, so.
なんだか偉そうですね。Sounds really posh.
質の方がいいですね。
ああ、量より質の方が大事っていうことですね。
That's right. So probably the English translation would be quality over quantity.
ああ、なるほどね。
そうですね、うん。量より質の方が大事ですね。
まあそれは何でもそうかもしれないですね。
Perhaps.
そうですね。若い時は質より量の方が大事ですよね、きっと。
そうですね。So when you're young, volume or quantity is more important than quality.
うん。
まあ、投資ですね。So yeah, I'm getting up there. Let's take a look at the vocabulary for this lesson. First word.
飲み放題。
All you can drink.
飲み放題。飲み放題。
Next.
楽しむ。
To enjoy oneself.
楽しむ。楽しむ。
Next.
食事。
Meal.
食事。食事。
Next.
迎えに来る。
To come pick up.
迎えに来る。迎えに来る。
Next.
取る。
To take, to pick up.
取る。取る。
Let's have a closer look at the usage for some of the words and phrases from this lesson. Naomi-sensei, what's the first phrase we'll look at?
Hey.
Now, this is a very, very informal way to say, I see, or...
Oh, really?
Now, according to the dictionary, this, hey, is used when the speaker is looking down on something.
Mm.
Or doesn't think that something is that interesting.
I think it really depends on how you say it.
Definitely.
Yeah, if you say it, hey, maybe you are looking down on something. But if you say, hey, sounds like you are really impressed.
Or interested.
そうですね。
Because the second one, the latter one, I would say is used more often.
Mm.
And I think probably the reason the dictionary mentioned that is because this hey, like kind of with the rising intonation, is a bit slangy.
そうですね。
So the dictionary didn't really address it properly, but I would say it's used very commonly.
It's an everyday phrase. Hey.
And it's used in a good way. So if you hear this, don't think that someone's looking down on you. It's just they're interested in what you're saying.
It's like, uh-huh, とか、そんな感じかな。
What's next?
飲み放題。
All you can drink. And we also have 食べ放題。
ああ、そうそうそう。
So don't forget to hold the ho sound. 食べ放題。
そうですね。放題。
Long vowel.
飲み is a must stem of a verb. 飲む。To drink. 放題。Means as much as you like, かな?
So you can create all sorts of combinations with this word.
そうですね。Peter さんが言いましたが、just like Peter mentioned, 食べ放題。
All you can eat.
使い放題。
All you can use. 使い放題。
そうそうそう。1000円でインターネット使い放題です。
なるほど。For 1000 yen, you can access the internet as much as you like.
JapanesePod101.com で日本語を勉強し放題です。
So it's an all you can study at JapanesePod101.com. On to the grammar point. In this lesson, you'll learn how to say you can do something. This lesson's topic is the conjugation of class 1 verbs to their potential form. Now, in the last lesson, we learned how to talk about ability, possibility, or permission using
ことができます。
We focus, of course, on permission. Now, this time we'll learn how to talk about ability in a much shorter, simpler way by conjugating the verb itself. Now, can we have a sample sentence from the dialogue?
お酒がたくさん飲めます。
I, you, we, depends on the speaker, can drink a lot of alcohol. Can you put the subject and also change this to informal speech?
私たちはお酒がたくさん飲める。
We can drink a lot of alcohol.Now, 飲める is the potential form of the verb
飲む
to drink. Now, let's take a look at how to form this. To form the potential of class 1 verbs, the final hiragana syllable, the one found in the u column, is dropped and replaced with a hiragana syllable from the corresponding rows
え
column.
and then we tack on the hiragana syllable ru. The best way to illustrate this is with an example. Naomi-sensei, how do you say the verb to meet in Japanese?
Au.
Of course, to meet. This isn't potential. Now we're going to change this to be able to meet, can meet. So we're going to change the final u in au to
e.
So we have
ae.
Then we're going to tack on
ru.
So finally we have
aeru.
To be able to meet, can meet. What's the verb to drink?
Nomu.
The final syllable is mu. What's the corresponding e column sound?
Me.
So
nome.
Then we tack on ru.
Nomeru.
To be able to drink, can drink.
Osake ga nomeru.
Now, inside the PDF, there's a detailed write-up about this conjugation inside the PDF, so please be sure to check it out.
Please also notice the object is followed by ga, not o. Watashi wa kōra o nomu.
I drink cola.
Watashi wa kōra ga nomeru.
I can drink cola. So the object marker changes. Here, the ga isn't a subject marker, but rather the object marker. Today, we talked about class 1 verbs. Now, class 2 verbs and class 3 verbs are treated differently, so be sure to check out the lesson notes. And we're going to cover that in the next lesson. Finally, here, this conjugation, we looked at nomeru, to be able to drink. Nomu koto ga dekiru is the same thing, but nomeru is a much easier way to say it. So it's more common, I would say, in speech, especially in informal speech.
So desu ne, it's faster.
Nomeru is much faster than nomu koto ga dekiru. Okay, some of our listeners already know about the most powerful tool on JapanesePod101.com.
Line by line audio.
Now, this is the perfect tool for rapidly improving listening comprehension.
By listening to lines of the conversation again and again.
Listen until every word and syllable becomes clear. Basically, we break down the dialogue into comprehensible bite-sized sentences.
You can try the line-by-line audio in the Premium Learning Center at JapanesePod101.com.
Now, that just about does it for today.
じゃあまた。
あ、エリカさん。木曜の夜、会えますよね。一緒に食事することができますよね。
木曜の夜？ああ、忘れていた。うん。多分大丈夫。会えると思う。
六本木のマジックバーを予約することができました。
へえ、あそこ取れたの？すごい。
今週の木曜日は僕の誕生日ですからね。
へえ、知らなかった。おめでとう。
飲み放題なのでお酒がたくさん飲めますよ。マジックも楽しめると思います。僕、車で迎えに来ますね。